Encumbrances. A claim, lien, charge, or liability attached to and binding real property is an encumbrance. Encumbrances place limitations on property owners. Some common examples of encumbrances are liens, easements, encroachments, restrictions, and leases. An encumbrance diminishes the property rights of an owner. Some encumbrances are desirable because they afford the services people need, i.e., utility easements. In contrast, others are negative because they limit the ability to use property freely, for example, easements for ingress and egress onto another property. Some are freely given, such as mortgage liens, and some are taken or come with the property, such as deed restrictions. In any case, almost all properties have some encumbrances against them. The legal method of removing an encumbrance is to obtain a release. Liens. A lien is a right given by law to certain creditors to have debts paid out of the property of a defaulting debtor, usually through a court sale. A lien holder does not own the property that is encumbered. Instead, the holder has an interest that in some cases may result in the foreclosure of the property. Common examples of liens include mortgages and trust deeds, tax liens, judgments, mechanics and materialmen's, M&M liens. Liens may also be categorized as voluntary or involuntary and as statutory or equitable. A voluntary lien is one that is freely given, usually as collateral for a loan. A mortgage lien is a common example of a voluntary lien. An involuntary lien is one that is placed on the property against the wishes of the property owner. Common examples of involuntary liens include judgment and tax liens. Because it is created by law, a tax lien would also be categorized as a statutory lien. Equitable liens arise out of common law. A judgment for unpaid debts would be an example of an involuntary equitable lien against real estate. Other encumbrances. Real property is subject to many other potential encumbrances, including covenants, conditions, and restrictions, C, C, and Rs, which are the deed restrictions that control the use of property and architectural style. Private deed restrictions, which are limitations placed in a deed when property is conveyed to a new owner. As a rule, these deed restrictions apply to all future owners. Easements for ingress and egress and utilities.